Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, Mayor King. I appreciate the opportunity of being asked to come and speak about the history of the water plant. One thing every citizen of the city of Cadiz holds in common is not church. There have been dozens of those through the years. It's not the courthouse. There have been five of those. But we've all drank from the waters of the big spring at the bottom of the bluff at the city of Cadiz. From May the 15th of 1820 to December the 3rd, 2020, 200 years, 6 months, and 19 days, every citizen of the city of Cadiz drank water from this source. Water was sometimes drawn from the river below the spring, but even at that, the spring water flowed into the river. I have known prominent men of Cadiz who would not dare to mingle their scotch with bottled water. They swore by the city of Cadiz tap water. They held that in common with the first citizens who bellied up to Robert Baker's tavern and cut their whiskey with the same spring water. That first year, 1820, was a census year. We know that there were about 50 people living in Cadiz at the time. The court chose Robert Baker's farm as a site for the new town of Cadiz, not only because it was centrally located, but because there was a large and plentiful source of fresh water. Every household and business drew their water from the big spring and toted it home. The water we drank from our tap last Thanksgiving flowed from the same source that James Thompson's hotel guests dipped from a bucket on the back porch. Eventually, some residents dug wells and built cisterns, while others found smaller springs around town. By the late 1800s, some of the finer houses had tanks in the attic to collect rainwater to supply their indoor plumbing. There was a well and a pump on the front lawn of the courthouse. Because of its location, it would have drawn water from the same underground stream that fed the big spring. It took nearly 100 years before a water company sprang up to pipe water into people's homes. In the early 1900s, Van Alexander first laid a pipe and pumped water from the spring to his ice plant at the top of the bluff. Then, in 1904, Van and Blair Alexander, along with E.E. Wash and J.W. McKinney, formed the Cadiz Water Company. They laid a pipe along Main Street. Within weeks, the city council was well pleased with the new water system because it had been a great asset in controlling a major fire on the southwest corner of Main and Marion Street. That's the site of the Purple Pig. Within 7 years, the stockholders of the Cadiz Water Company were squabbling over control of the company. The matter ended up in court, and George Smith agreed to purchase the company from the stockholders. George Smith was a brother-in-law to Percy White, who was perhaps Cadiz's most inventive citizen. Percy had built Cadiz's first electric plant and the telephone company. George Smith owned and operated the water company until 1954, when the city of Cadiz took over. Nellie and George built a fine Victorian home that still stands on the corner before you enter West Cadiz Park. Legend has it that George had a pressure gauge installed in his stairwell newel post so he could keep an eye on the city's water pressure without leaving his house. All the utilities grew, including Smith's Water Company. Percy White sold the electric business to the firm that eventually became Pennyroyal Electric. He sold the phone business, to the future Bell Telephone Company. Our friend George Smith sold his freshwater utility on July the 1st, 1954, to the city of Cadiz for $129,000. At this time, the city began to install water meters and establish rates to sell water by the gallon. Mayor J.R. Watkins appointed three men to serve as the first water commissioners, John C. Stallings, Henry C. White, and Cordy Thomas. The convenience of the water system made it very popular. It certainly was not required in every household, but it was a very desirable asset. As the customer base grew, it became obvious that the old system was outdated and much too small. The system was antiquated in that the public water systems were expected to provide treated water, which everyone agreed was healthier. So in 1963, the city of Cadiz opened a very modern water treatment facility on the corner of Madison and Spring Street. This plant served the city of Cadiz for 57 years when it closed to make way for this new water plant in 2020. Today, we're proud to stand here and dedicate the most modern water treatment plant in Cadiz history. We will no longer have the old Cadiz Spring to unite us, but I'm sure our founders would find this plant far more impressive. I sure do.